everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to an overage forward who has now signed an NHL entry-level contract while putting up career numbers for his team that's looking for a long run in the OHL's Eastern Conference. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is rookie forward Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters. He put up 9 points in 3 games last week with 3 goals and 6 assists and was a +4 during that time. The 17-year-old from Detroit is leading all OHL rookie scorers this season, coming into the weekend action with 45 goals and 91 points in 63 games this year. DeBrincat and the Otters right now the Midwest Division champs and looking to move on for a long playoff run in the Western Conference. Sitting in a similar position in the Eastern Conference would be the Barrie Colts. They are the second-seeded team coming into this weekend's play, but in a battle with the North Bay Battalion for the Central Division title. Overage forward Joseph Blandisi in his fourth year in the Ontario Hockey League and came into this weekend with 48 goals and 105 points, some huge numbers on the season for the Markham native, and he's been rewarded with an entry-level contract for the NHL's New Jersey Devils. I caught up with Blandisi a little bit earlier in the week to set the stage for the last 2 weekends in Barrie.
We're definitely excited to get into playoffs. I mean, you play the whole year to get your seed in the playoffs, and you're looking forward to it. Once you get into the playoffs, the vibes are pretty good in the dressing room. Everybody wants to win, and I think we've been structuring our game plan the last couple of weeks, focused on the upcoming playoffs. So hopefully we can get on a little bit of a roll here. We got 5 games left, so if we can get a couple wins, get the confidence up for playoffs, I think that'd be a good way to start it off.
A couple rough outings lately. Is it a case now of just trying to take a step back and now almost treat these last 2 weekends as if they are almost kind of like playoff tee-ups, because trying to get your game molded into what you need to do in the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you never want to lose 3 in a row, and we had some pretty stiff competition, but we definitely think we can beat them. Hopefully we can face them again, the Otters in the finals maybe, and Niagara, they're in our division, so we're going to see them another time before playoffs, and hopefully we can get the 2 points out of them there.
Are you into that time of year, too, where maybe, let's say this weekend, you might have a game that you'll win, but the coaching staff might come back and say, great, you won, but we're not doing things the right way. You're a veteran, you've been around it for a while. Is this that time of year where you run into those kind of situations?
Yeah, for sure. Just trying to get the creaks and cracks out of our system now. Even if we're winning games, I mean, there's always things we can work on, things we can do better. It's pretty rare that you play a perfect game. So hopefully we can do a lot of video and focus on our game plan coming into playoffs. And then when we see what team we're facing, we could do a lot of video on them as well, know what they're all about, and get the right approach for them going into the first round.
Let's look at the big picture. This has been a pretty solid regular season for the Barrie Colts. Why has it gone so well?
I mean, we bring a good attitude, good work boots every day, come into the rink every day. Someday we do 2-a-days. So I think everybody's been working hard, and we're all business here. We want to win. That's the message the coaching staff has sent across to the players. We're here to win, and it's a business. And the fans as well, they come when we're winning, and they fade off a little bit when we're losing. So it's definitely pretty rewarding when we win, and I think we've sent the message down to the younger guys as well that it's a winning organization and we have to represent the logo.
Never hurts to have a Hockey Hall of Famer as your head coach. I'm sure you've been able to learn a lot from him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I got traded here, it was one of the things I was most looking forward to have that experience behind the bench, and especially with him giving the captaincy. It was great recognition from such a great guy in the hockey world, and he's helped me so much with my game. He's been through it all. He can help anybody with any kind of situation they've been in, whether it's a young guy or an older guy, training them for pro. He knows how to approach every kind of player. He's seen them all. So, I mean, it's really an honor to be playing for his team, and it's helped me definitely a lot for the last year and a half here.
And obviously this season, one of the big moments for you was being able to sign a contract with the New Jersey Devils. Just tell me about how that sort of fell into place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they put a lot of faith in me. They brought me on a tour of the arena. I met a lot of nice people there. And, I mean, just to sign a contract is definitely one of my goals coming into this year. And New Jersey, I mean, such a historical organization. I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm definitely excited to get my feet wet next summer.
Was it nice, too, to have it done when it was done earlier in the season, so you don't have to worry about it anymore? You can worry about winning with the Barrie Colts.
Yeah, exactly. There's obviously a lot of pressure coming into this year, and I worked really hard over the summer. So just to get that out of the way, it's a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. Now I could definitely focus on the team and us winning, and that definitely helps me be a better leader as well. So I'm glad that they put the faith in me to get it done early. I guess they didn't want any other teams to get a crack at me, so that shows a lot as well. So I'm pretty excited about that team, and I can't wait to go there.
After going through the draft, being picked, but then things not working out that way, were you sort of coming into this season, even last summer, sort of looking at those stories of players that didn't take the exact conventional route, but yet still ended up where they wanted to be in terms of a pro contract and eventually moving on to the pro ranks? Did you find you were starting to sort of look at those stories and using them as motivation?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a lot of experience. I've always been a little bit of a step behind. I didn't even get drafted to the OHL my first time around, so it took me till midget to get drafted here. So, I mean, like, my parents put a lot of time and effort into supporting me throughout my dream, and I knew this year was my last kick at the can, so I really, really bought in last summer and worked as hard as I can, and it paid off for me this year. So, yeah, definitely a story I could tell to other kids coming into their OA year, or even if they don't get drafted. It doesn't mean everything, and everything happens for a reason. So if you work hard enough, things can work out for you.
Let's say in August or Labor Day weekend that we'd be talking 2 weekends to go in the regular season, 105 points, 48 goals. So I'm sure you'd take it, but would you be like, wow, okay, this is going to be a heck of a season then?
Yeah, like, yeah, I knew how much work I put in the summer, and this is kind of the thing I was hoping for. I also knew coming into the year I was going to have great line mates all around me, and they've probably surprised me. If anything, they've done a lot better than I even imagined, so it's made it really easy for me, and the ice time and stuff like that the coaches put into me, it's been not easy, but I mean, lots of confidence coming from the coaching staff, which always helps, and I'm able to do my own thing and make plays the way I want to without getting ripped on all the time, so that definitely helps, and they know what kind of player I am and how I deal with adversity, and Dale's definitely taking a great approach on it.
That was Barrie Colts overage forward Joseph Landese, who has signed an entry-level contract with the NHL's New Jersey Devils. Here's a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. The Oshawa Generals remain the number one team across the country, entering this weekend's play with a 48-9-5 record on the season. The Sioux Greyhounds still in the number three spot, while the Erie Otters lock into that number six position in the weekly BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.